Winter Road Rescue tonight, Dan.
Do you know, John, what are you doing?
Well, listen, I keep telling you, don't shoot the messenger, mate.
I mean, where are the programmes of yesteryear? Where's Bless This House?
Kojak.
Kojak for Nineside.
On the buses.
And on the buses for Please Sir.
Georgia Mildred.
Georgia Mildred, I'll raise you from Robin's Nest.
Mind your language.
Little thy neighbour.
Man About the House.
I'll throw you in the nearest and dearest.
You'll be watching too much ITV3, haven't you?
It's great, you know.
20 past five on a weekday.
On the buses.
They've had In Loving Memory on recently.
Yeah, I know,
you saw
that. In Loving Memory, yeah. Yeah. It's good, isn't it?
Comedy set in an Undertaker's.
That's right.
Fantastic.
What a theme. Brilliant.
And with the days.
The days, really,
eh? Oh, so, dear. Yeah, but now we've got Winter Road Rescue. Right, so they, I mean, you know what? It's just like they go out with an RAC man and see who he's rescuing in the winter. Is that TV?
I mean, the things I've wanted to do that. I join as an apprentice mechanic at the AA or RAC.
Go and have a look.
That's what I do. Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like seeing people broken down.
Of course, you like seeing people suffering. Of course, you do.
Exactly. Yeah, cheers you up, doesn't it?
Of course,
see someone broken down inside of the road. You're thinking, oh, good, because you think it's not me.
Yeah, that's right.
End of the day,
somebody's having it. It's not me.
Exactly that. So they're off and about rescuing people. Fair play to them. Yeah. Fair play to them. I've got nothing against it.
That's what they get paid for, John.
Exactly.
Who get paid for?
Well, I say I don't. I don't get paid for doing this.
Oh, such is the luxury of the BBC.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah. So we got that, and then we got this thing called the wedding day. The wedding day, right? So this is looking at what the modern wedding day is like in Britain today, and how marriage tends to pan out.
It's abject misery, isn't it?
That's no different than it ever has been.
After the wedding day, that set's finished.
Well, the magic goes quite quickly, doesn't it?
About a week and a half.
2 days later, you see a cutting of toenails on the side of the bath or something, don't you?
Breaking wind,
the tide mark, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's all sorts of stuff.
And then you get your official duties. You always get the bathroom to do.
Well, to be fair, mate, I don't do the bath. Do you do the bathroom?
Yeah.
That's a business about.
And the dishwasher monitor.
I don't mind the dishwasher.
I like the dishwasher.
Because I like to maintain a control over it.
You've got to. Because, as we said before, there's a stacking system to that. Women just exploit it by just throwing all over the place. Look, plates.
You'll leave a gap as well, haven't you?
Leave a gap, let the water go.
Exactly.
Don't do that, do they?
They don't leave. I'll tell you what else they do as well. They put pans on top of pans.
Don't do that.
The water can't get in then.
How can it swill it out?
You get it out and it's just the same as it. Well, then you've got to clean it by hand.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
Oh, well.
The other day, here indoors, right, put a frying pan in, right, on top of a plate.
Oh,
I said, don't do that. Don't do that. I pulled it out. The egg's still there.
Of course it is.
I said, I'm not cleaning that. Well, straight away.
Egg on a pan, you've got to pre-scrape.
You've got to pre-scrape.
You don't put it in straight away.
That's it, I pre-scrape and actually put a little bit of fairy liquid on as well, just in case.
Then put it in?
Yeah, then put
it
in.
Or you get bubbling and frothy.
Doesn't matter. That pan's clean when it comes out of there. Yeah. Happy as Larry.
It's clean, but it's in there with about 3 cubic metres of washing up suds.
Well, that's fair enough.
Ballooned up in the meantime.
Yeah, there is that. But this is clean.
It's clean. It's clean. What? Weddings.
Oh, yeah, weddings, yeah.
Weddings, yeah. There's a bloke from Stoke on it, though.
Oh, is
there? Yeah, some bloke from Stoke on it. Groom Adam. That's all we know about him. Groom Adam. Maybe it's Adam. Maybe they got the wrong way around. It's Adam Groom.
Yeah,
like
I
him
think
off
so.
Blue Peter. He was a groom, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Simon Groom. Never did anything. Do you remember him?
I can't even remember him, no. Remember the name.
Well, you do remember him then, don't you? Don't remember what he looks like?
I can't remember what he looks like. Well, he did.
Well, he didn't do anything. That was a thing. So, anyway. So, yeah, that's Monday then.